So today's word comes from the book of Philippians, and that's found on page 1178. We'll be reading from Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 to 30. Life worthy of the gospel. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
Now, like Teresa, I wasn't here last week, and I thought I'd let you know where I was. This is what I was up to last week. You can see me there in the red shorts. Anyone want to take a guess where I was last week? A much more unanimous response than at Arborfield this morning. You clearly know me very well. But it's not Ultimate Frisbee I want to talk about, or even me. It's these guys that I'm with. Who wants to take a guess at who they are? Yeah, Florence. Football players or frisbee players, did you say? Either one of the two. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. My team. Yeah, where have they gone? There they are. Yeah, they're my team. How did you know that they were my team? They're all wearing the same shirt, aren't they? They're all wearing that same kit, which yours truly designed. Thank you very much. Yeah, they're all wearing the same kit. There's something that shows us they're all united. They're all part of one same group. Now, we do that sort of thing all the time, don't we? Where we act like we're part of a group. That was there in my frisbee team. You know, we all wear the same kit. We play the same sport. We all know how to throw and catch a frisbee. We all train to do that better, if you can believe it or not. We all act like we're part of that team. And we see this all around our society, don't we? What about the royal family? How might you know someone was a member of the royal family? Yeah, Nathan. The Queen, how do you know she's a member of the royal family? When you see her walk by? She's wearing a crown. That would be pretty obvious that someone's wearing a crown. Anything else here, Florence? A brooch, yeah, they've got royal. They probably wear lots and lots of gold. Maybe they're in that golden carriage going by. Or someone said this morning, the wave. No one else waves like that, do they? Only the royal family wave like that. But what about God's people, the church? Outside of Church of the Green, when we leave, how do we show that we're a part of God's kingdom? That's our question for today that we're going to look at in this passage. Now, for those who have been in children's groups over the last few weeks, let me catch you up with what we've been doing in these services. We've been reading a letter called Philippians, and that was written by a guy named Paul. You might have heard of him. Paul was writing Philippians from prison. He'd been having a pretty rough time of it. Things had been difficult, and the Philippians, his friends, were worried about him. So Paul writes them this letter to let them all know that things are okay. Even though things have been really, really difficult, it's been worth it because it's all been for Jesus. And Jesus is worth it. Jesus is the most important thing to Paul. Jesus is everything to Paul. In fact, he's just said in the letter, to live is Christ. His life is all about Jesus. And you can see that in how Paul chooses to live his life and how he deals with things like prison, how he deals with suffering. And that's what Paul wants the Philippians to do too, to live for Jesus. And that's what he says. We heard it in the reading. I've put it on the screen there. He says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. That might sound like a lot of words. What does he mean? Well, I've rephrased it another way. Live in a way that shows you're part of Jesus' kingdom. Live in a way that shows you're part of Jesus' kingdom. We're to live like those in Jesus' kingdom because that's what we are. If we trust in Jesus, we are part of Jesus' kingdom. That's what the gospel of Christ there is. Jesus died for our sins to save us so we could be part of his kingdom. But we come back to that question. What does that look like to live like you're someone in Jesus' kingdom? Does it mean we all wear a kit that matches? Well, we can look around and see that we're not all wearing the same clothes, so it's not that. Do we have special jobs or a special wave or a special crown that we wear? Well, we can see again that that's not the case. It might not be obvious to us how we look like and act like with those in Jesus' kingdom. So Paul spends the rest of this letter really fleshing that out and making it obvious what you're to do. This is the shifting point of the letter. We go from what Paul's been doing to how the Philippians and us should be living. And he starts here by telling us how we're to live like we're part of Jesus' kingdom. He says we are, first of all, to stand firm. We're to stand firm. Now I wonder, has anyone ever seen a sumo wrestling match? In person, anyone seen? There were some people this morning who had seen a sumo wrestling match live. But if you don't know what sumo wrestling is all about, it's an amazing sport. It's got all these traditions. They like lift their legs up all the way to their head like that. And there's all these rituals and they throw salt all over the ring. But the aim of the game is whoever can push the other person out of the ring, they're the winner. Right? So you want to get the other person out of the ring. And you, to win, you've got to stand firm, keep your feet planted so you can't be pushed out. But because most of us haven't seen a sumo wrestling match, I thought we should do one here, don't you? So we can see what I'm talking about. We're not going to wear the traditional garments, you'll be happy to know. And we don't have enough time to do a full match. They can take like 15 minutes, even though the actual fighting only lasts about 10 seconds. So we're going to need a sumo wrestler, maybe someone who's particularly sporty, someone who's good with tools, that kind of, lots of arm work. Gareth, you're good at golf and cricket and those kind of things. Why don't you come up and be my sumo wrestler? I don't have a ring, but to simulate my ring, I've got your very colourful sumo mat there. And to start with, we'll see what happens when you don't try and stand firm. Yeah, there's a lot of similarity, actually. I said to Gareth, would you be happy to do that? And he said, well, I do feel like a sumo wrestler. So, but first of all, we'll see what happens when you don't try and stand firm, stay on the mat, okay? So just to see if it's easy to move someone when they're not standing firm. So I'm just going to give Gareth a little... That was pretty easy, right? It's pretty easy to push someone off the mat. But what happens when Gareth chooses to stand firm? So Gareth, you've got a second now. Get yourself planted how you want to be. Right on the edge of the mat. Are you sure? You're feeling confident? I won't take it as an insult. Okay. So now we're going to see if I can do this again. If we can get Gareth off the mat. This time you've got to stand firm. I've been working out for this. I've been working all week. Ready? Here we go. Oh, well, round of applause for Gareth. Very good. Do you know what? He wasn't going to go anywhere, was he? He was staying on that mat. He was standing firm. And that's what Paul said in the passage, didn't he? He said to stand firm. That's what it looks like if we're living like those in a manner worthy of the gospel. It means to stand firm. Now, he probably wasn't thinking of sumo wrestlers and that sort of thing when he wrote that. He wants us to stand firm in the promises we have in Jesus, that we are part of his kingdom and we will be with Jesus forever. Being a part of Jesus' kingdom, Paul's saying, requires actions. It's not just words we say, but it's things we do. We need to stand firm. And the reason we need to stand firm is because there are things that will try and push us away from Jesus and his kingdom. Just like I tried to push Gareth away from the mat, there'll be things that push us away from Jesus and his kingdom. Paul talks about these things in the passage we just heard read. He talks about opposition and suffering and struggling, bad things. And yet these are things he says God's people will face. We will meet people who don't like Jesus. We'll meet people who don't like us because we do like Jesus. There'll be people who do bad things to people who like Jesus. And when those things happen, we might feel pushed away from Jesus. You know, it could all stop if I just leave Jesus alone. Well, Paul is saying, stand firm with Jesus. No matter what happens, whatever happens, stand firm. Stay with Jesus, even when it's hard. That's how we show that we're living as part of Jesus' kingdom. We're not going to let anyone or anything push us away from Jesus. He's the most important thing, no matter what. That's how we're to live as those who are part of Jesus' kingdom. But it's not the only thing. There's a second thing, which is to be united. Be united. Now, standing firm, that might sound scary. We might think, what if I'm not strong enough? You know, sumo wrestling, they're both really big. So when they crash into each other, they have a pretty even match. But I'm no sumo wrestler. How could I face one? It'd be a bit like this. There's no challenge there. What if, like the sumo wrestler, the opposition we face is much, much bigger than ourselves? What if everything seems to be going against us? What if all of our school seems to be against Jesus? What if our office seems to be against Jesus and actually talking about him could get you in trouble? What if a whole society starts turning against Jesus, which is true for many Christians around the world today? How do they stand firm in the face of such big struggles and suffering? Anyone watch rugby? Yeah, this is a rugby church. This morning was a football church. This is a rugby church. Well, I think it's a bit like a rugby scrum. In sumo wrestling, it's one-on-one. The stronger man wins. Whoever's bigger, whoever's tougher wins. But in the rugby scrum, you're supported by lots of other people. You're a unit. You're a group, a team. You stand firm together, or maybe even strive forward together. In a scrum, if some people go forward and some people go backward and some people go left and some people go right, what's going to happen? They're going to get knocked all over the place. They're going to get spun around. They're not going to be able to stand firm, and they'll probably end up collapsing. They don't go forward, certainly. But when they're united, when they're going the same way, helping each other, supporting each other, well, then they can stand firm against really, really strong opposition. They don't get pushed backwards. They don't collapse. They stand firm. Two really strong teams there. Looks like me and Gareth, doesn't it, basically? But they're standing firm together. It needs all of them to stand together. Now imagine if all of us in this church now came and stood on my mat. Should we try it? No, it might be too many of us to fit on the mat. But could you imagine, do you think I'd be able to move you if you were all stood on the mat together? No. If you do, I'm really complimented by how strong you think I am. We'd have all sorts of people. Big people, small people, tall people, short people, weak people, old people, young people. That's what Jesus' kingdom is like. We'd have us all together standing firm. Because like a rugby scrum, we don't stand firm alone. If we trust Jesus, then we are in his kingdom together as one. We strive together as one with others who trust Jesus. So when people are horrible to us, or make fun of us, or reject us, or make what we do illegal because we like Jesus, when those things happen to us and we feel scared or sad or small or confused, and we might start to wonder, is trusting Jesus worth it? Should I just walk away? Should I let this stop and go away from Jesus? It might be hard and tiring to stand firm when all of that's happening. We need to strive together. We need our scrum, don't we? That's when we need to be united with one another. We need other people around us who know and believe the good news of Jesus, who know that Jesus died for our sins to save us so we can have new life in his kingdom. People who know that that kingdom is worth suffering for. It's worth suffering with others for the sake of that kingdom. Because it's much easier to face hard times when we do it together, isn't it? To know we're not alone and that we're part of something. In this case, we're part of Jesus' kingdom. See, being united with one another, trusting those same promises, makes a big difference to how we can live our faith out. But we're also united to someone else too. If we trust Jesus' promises, we're not just united to one another, but we're also united in the one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We're strengthened by the Spirit to stand firm. He's the hooker in the scrum, if you like. Our unity is held up by the Spirit, strengthened by the Spirit, directed and led by the Spirit. When opposition comes because we trust Jesus, yes, we can turn to one another for support, and that's amazing, but we can also turn to God himself by his Holy Spirit to support us, to strengthen us. We stand firm in the one Spirit, as the one body, one church. Now for the adults, Paul's going to say more about that in the coming verses, in the next part of the letter. But for now, we can see that we stand firm as people in Jesus' kingdom, united by our trust in his promises and strengthened by his Holy Spirit. If we trust Jesus, we know we're going to suffer for him. Yet if we live like this, if we stand firm and united, it will show others that we are a part of Jesus' kingdom. That's who we are. That is what it is most important to us. That knowing what is to come, the kingdom with Jesus forever, well, that's worth anything we could face in this life. If we believe that that is true, then Paul says, don't just say it, do it, live it. Stand firm in the power of the Spirit, united with Jesus' people, and don't fear what this world may bring, because Jesus' kingdom is worth anything that we may face. That's what Paul's saying, and how we can live like we're those in Jesus' kingdom, conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Why don't I pray as we finish? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promises we have in Jesus, the promise of a kingdom with him and with you forever if we're trusting in you. We thank you that your Spirit strengthens us when others push us away from that promise. Please help us stand firm when others oppose us and oppose you. In Jesus' name, amen.